Hello, everyone, and welcome to the annual Deep Discourse Dog Show. Immediate disclaimer, if you're not into being treated like a dog, this one isn't for you, but stick around, there's lots more coming. But, of course, if you are into being treated like a dog, you're interested in being entered into the most prestigious dog show around, and, of course, hypnotically drawn into trance and inspected for your helplessness and vulnerability. So if that sounds like your cup of tea, feel free to continue listening, and at any point if you're uncomfortable, you can just X out of the file and the suggestions will wash clear from your mind. But for as long as you're interested in being a good little puppy for me, you can just sink down and let your mind start to fall away. There's no reason to think or have much cognitive function. You can sink when you can drop, when you can be a good puppy and just give in to the obedience. Letting your thoughts slide away is just being more obedient for me. So you're doing so well. Good puppy, as you drop, as you sink, your mind just lets you float away. Slowly but surely, your ability to think getting eroded by my words taking up so much delightful space inside your mind. The announcer calling the shots as the good puppies sink, falling. Their mind giving way, no need to think when obedience is so much more important, falling 10. It's so easy to give in to helplessness. It's so easy to fall away to mindlessness when you're just being obedient. You're just being good, 9, dropping down deeper, easier, falling so nice. It's so easy to tune out all of that distraction, any noise, and just focus entirely on my words and obedience. The bliss that comes from following my words exactly, sinking, dropping, and letting mindlessness take hold, and it's so much nicer. It's so easy to authentically be an empty-headed little puppy for me. 8, down, dropping, sinking. So easily giving away power, control. There's no need for it. Obedience is more important. Your pleasure is more important. And of course that comes from just falling. Giving away control. Dropping easily. 7, your mind doesn't need to work for you to be obedient. You don't need to be able to think to be a good puppy. 6, dropping down so entirely. Your mind just so focused on my words and so empty of anything else at this point. You're just a perfect obedient puppy, dropping down to 5, down, falling, sinking. Good job. 4, helplessness, vulnerability, wrapping around you. What a good puppy. Entranced, helpless for me. 3, down. 2, good. 1, all the way down for me, puppy. What a good job. Now you're in trance. You're entered into the annual Deep Discourse Dog Show competition for empty-headed puppies. Of course, the more helpless you feel, the easier it is to sink deeper into this trance, into the bliss of empty-headed puppyhood. It's so much nicer to be blissfully out of control, blissfully mindless. Like a good little puppy for me. Now, time to be inspected. You can find yourself get into a comfortable position for me. And we're going to test your helplessness. Test your obedience and your vulnerability. Those are all the rubric that matter in this show. For obedient, empty-headed puppies, sinking, dropping. The more helpless you feel, the deeper you sink. Of course, you feel so deeply helpless, puppy. Inspected. Put up your paws. Good job. It's so important to show how obedient you can be for me. Holding up your paws, emptying out your mind. So easy, so blissful, so delightful. Good job, puppy. Of course, it would have to be fun to take part in these shows, otherwise it wouldn't make sense. So you just sink there with your paws up, your mind emptying out more and more by the second. Obeying me. So good. What a good job you've done. Now to show off your helplessness. We're gonna see how responsive you are to clicker training. By me clicking my fingers and you sinking mindlessly, and you finding, even though you wouldn't have thought, you could sink any deeper, you could be any more blissfully unable to think. You can always sink a little bit deeper for me. You can always fall a little bit more. It's always so nice. Give in entirely. Empty-headed puppies are good puppies. You don't need to think at all, really. Just falling. Giving away any fragment of control when helplessness and bliss feel so much better. Why would you need to think when you can be a prized, mindless puppy? An empty-headed, award-winning show dog. Blank, mindless, displayed, inspected. All these delightful things. The lovely balance of pet and objectified. Delighting in that helplessness. Entwined in the pethood, in the delightful coziness of feeling controlled in that way. The underlying affection of pethood. It's just perfect to be entirely mindless as a perfect, award-winning show dog for me. Good job. Oh, well done. You've shown how helpless you can be. So mindless. So empty of thought. No need for anything in there. You've been inspected, tested, toyed with, and you've done so well under this rubric. You've excelled in your helplessness, your vulnerability, your obedient nature. And so, we have a winner. Congratulations, you're the most mindless dog in show. Best in show. Great job. Good puppy. Now, we're going to start to shake out of that space, shake out of this headspace for the time being, leaving with a sense of accomplishment that you are, in fact, the winner of this annual Deep Discourse Dog Show. It was an excellent turnout this year, some mighty fine dogs all around, and starting to step out of this space in five. Letting your human mind start to pull itself back together, your ability to think and human words start to stumble their way back into your mind, taking a nice big breath and a little bit of energy coming out of that. Four, stepping up a little bit more, your cognitive ability returning to you, feeling a little bit more aware, coming right back up to three, awake, alert, feeling nice and accomplished, best dog in show. Two, coming right back up for me, and one, up, 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 wide awake. Hello. I hope you enjoyed this dog show. I hope you enjoy your prize, which is a big badge and a pat on the back, and you can treat yourself to a dog bone if you wish. So if you enjoyed this show, make sure to slap a like down below and a comment, maybe an ARF if you found yourself to be proud as the winner of this very prestigious competition. And I feel like this is a good way to come back with a bang after my many dental surgeries. And there is many more to come. I fucked up my teeth. Don't worry about it, though. More shit coming. Farewell.